And from Ukraine to Gaza, and Israel has allowed a trickle of aid into Gaza. It's a welcome development, but it's a drop in the ocean to what's needed, the UN aid chief Tom Fletcher said. And this after an 11-week blockade and amid a spike in the military offensive. The UN Secretary General admitted there was physical and operational risk in the UN being involved in what has been called little more than a propaganda exercise by Israel. He said the UN didn't have the luxury of saying no. Israel allowed 5 trucks into the strip before the October 7th attacks in 2023, 500 aid trucks daily entered Gaza. The UN has said nearly 100,000 Palestinians have been displaced once again in Gaza, this time within the last 4 days, as Israel expands its ground offensive. Khan Yunis, the Strip's second largest city, has been placed under evacuation orders. Dr. Graham Groom is a British orthopaedic surgeon working in the Nasser Medical Complex in Khan Yunis. He told the BBC about some of the cases that he's been treating.
Blast injuries, first of all, are not single injuries. They injure, they cause multiple injuries. And I suppose one of the most distressing things is that for every person we treat who is injured, we are aware that there are have been many killed around that person. The day before yesterday, for example, I was completing the amputation of both legs of a poor fellow who was 44 years old, who had already lost his left arm some years ago. And when he was targeted this time, he lived, but all the rest of his family died. And that is an additional layer of horror, if you like, to the situation of the people we treat. There was another young man, Yakub, who's only 10 years old, who had the most horrible injuries to both his legs. And we hope that we can restore them and him. But all that he has left in the world is one brother. His parents and all his siblings are dead. And it is quite distressing for us, as he's recovering from the anaesthetic, to hear him calling for the mother who is dead.
Dr. Graham Groom at the Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis telling us what he's seeing day after day after day. Hisham Mahana is spokesperson for the international community of the Red Cross in Gaza, and he joins me from there now. And Hisham, immediate and massive aid is needed. What has been seen so far? Just 5 trucks. What's your reaction?
Good morning to you, and thank you for having me. Until this moment, there's still unclarity about what exactly have arrived in Gaza or is still to be expected to be allowed to enter this morning or during this day. We welcome any efforts that would lead to ending the blockage of the on the entry of the humanitarian aid that have lasted since March the 2nd and has strangled the humanitarian response and dropped it to the bare minimum level. However, the humanitarian needs remain extremely overwhelming, especially with the increased intensification of hostilities and the military operations across the Gaza Strip. More civilians are being killed and injured. There's more healthcare facilities and hospitals that are partially functioning have been severely impacted by the hostilities. So I don't believe that 5 trucks would make any change. But this could bring hope that over 2 million people in Gaza, including humanitarian workers, are hoping for, are desperate for, and are urging to happen.
Does it appear that aid agencies like yourselves and the United Nations are being frozen out in even the discussions around how and when aid might come into the Strip?
The International Committee of the Red Cross, the ICRC, has been constantly and all the time engaged in bilateral and confidential dialogue with all parties to this conflict, with including the Israeli authorities, to discuss the humanitarian situation in Gaza, to remind them about their legal obligations under the international humanitarian law. Israel, as the occupying power, must ensure it does everything in its capacity to make sure the civilians under its control have access to the basic needs. We're talking about safe drinking water, we're talking about healthcare, we're talking about food, which has been very much challenging to find in the recent weeks, and extremely dangerous. We have been witnessing massive evacuation orders imposed that have impacted over 20% of the total space of the Gaza Strip. only yesterday, and we have been seeing devastating footage of people having to move and carrying whatever belongings they have left, with elderly being pushed on wheelchairs in damaged roads, and patients are being dragged on hospital beds to evacuate from hospitals without any clear destination, without safe passage, without any clarity if they will find what they need in the next destination. It is extremely critical now in Gaza. The humanitarian response has reached a breaking point in the recent weeks. We wish to witness a breakthrough. People are desperate for good news about the ceasefire, about the ending and stopping of this bloodshed. And humanitarian actors, including the International Committee of the Red Cross, have been urging for this to happen.
But there is no sign, it appears, of any food, of any medical aid to hospitals like Nasser and the others anytime soon, is there?
We hope so. We are dedicating everything in our capacity to, in terms of efforts directly with the party to the conflict, with the Israeli authorities. The ICRC has mobilized humanitarian aid, including medical supplies, to reach Gaza. And we are discussing on how to make it possible to enter it as soon as possible, urgently and impededly. We reaffirm our position that humanitarian aid in Gaza must arrive unimpededly, immediately, safely, so that we can be able to ensure or to exert a meaningful humanitarian response. 5 trucks, 9 trucks, 8 trucks, this is nothing compared to the needs. This is nothing compared, not nearly close to what is needed actually in Gaza to help people continue coping and just survive.
Your job is with the Red Cross and with aid and aid distribution to those that need it. But what would you say to the international community now at this point in what is happening in Gaza?
It's impossible to accept this to go on for any longer. The world cannot just continue hoping that people in Gaza can be able to survive for longer and cope with this insufferable situation, this inhumane living conditions. International humanitarian law applies. It's crystal clear, and it's above all. Protection of civilians is ensured under international humanitarian law. It's a shared responsibility by all parties to the conflict. Humanitarian aid cannot be politicized or militarized. Hospitals must be spared. And it's proven that only political efforts that could lead to reaching an agreement that would put this fighting to an end, that would stop the killing, and that would enable humanitarian workers to receive the aid they need to bring it to the most desperate, most vulnerable people who have been desperate for a long, long time now.
Hisham Mohanna, spokesperson for the international community of the Red Cross, thank you for joining us from Gaza this morning. 27 minutes past 8.